Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Libertor. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something I've been noticing more and more in the Sarasota market, multi-generational homes. David, you've been seeing this trend firsthand, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really become a significant shift in how families are thinking about home ownership here in Sarasota. We're seeing grandparents, parents, and kids all deciding to live under one roof. And it's changing the way people approach buying property.
That's fascinating. So when did you start noticing this picking up? Was it gradual, or did it kind of hit all at once?
It's been pretty gradual, but honestly, it accelerated over the last few years. People started realizing the financial benefits. You're pooling resources, splitting mortgage payments, property taxes. But it's not just about money. Families are reconnecting. There's childcare support, elder care happening naturally at home. It's a lifestyle shift, not just an economic one.
Oh, wow. I love that perspective. So it's not just about saving money. There's this whole cultural thing happening too. But I'm curious, David, what does this actually look like in terms of the homes themselves? Are people buying bigger houses, or are they renovating existing ones?
Both, honestly. Some families are looking for larger homes with separate living spaces. You know, a main house with a guest house or an in-law suite. Others are taking existing homes and adding an ADU, an accessory dwelling unit. Sarasota's got some really beautiful older homes that lend themselves well to that kind of renovation. The market's definitely responding. We're seeing higher demand for homes with multiple bathrooms, separate entrances, that kind of thing.
Right. So the real estate itself has to be designed in a way that gives people their own space, but keeps everyone connected. That makes sense. And I'm guessing this is affecting property values and the market in pretty interesting ways.
Definitely. Homes that are already set up for multi-generational living are moving faster and getting premium prices. We're also seeing more investment in neighborhoods that appeal to this demographic. Places with good schools for the kids, but also accessible to healthcare and amenities for the older generation. It's broadening the appeal of certain areas in Sarasota that maybe didn't get as much attention before.
So you're saying this trend is actually reshaping which neighborhoods are hot right now? That's really cool. Do you think this is just a Sarasota thing, or is this happening everywhere?
It's nationwide, but Sarasota's in a unique position. We've got retirees coming in, younger families looking to stay or move here, and the cost of living is still manageable compared to other Florida markets. That combination makes multi-generational living really attractive here. Plus, the weather and lifestyle draw people who want to be close to family. It's the perfect storm for this trend.
That's really smart. So if someone's listening to this and thinking about buying in Sarasota, whether they're looking at a multi-generational setup or not, what should they keep in mind about this trend? Does it change their strategy at all?
I'd say be aware of it. If you're buying a home, think about its flexibility. Could it accommodate a guest house down the line? Are there separate living spaces? Even if you're not planning multi-generational living now, having that option adds value. And if you are considering it, work with a real estate agent who understands the logistics, zoning, ADU regulations, all that stuff. It's more complex than a traditional home purchase, but it's absolutely doable.
That's really practical advice. Well, David, this has been eye-opening. I feel like I've got a much better sense of what's happening in the Sarasota market right now. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me. It's an exciting time in real estate, and I think we're just getting started with this trend. Families are realizing there's a better way to live together, and that's changing everything.